Hi, I'm Otis and you're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM.
Open Streets 2017 will be taking place every third Sunday from June to September in Waterloo. This year's Open Streets will be taking place along the Laurel and Spurline Trails in Uptown Waterloo and will start where the Laurel Trail meets Herb Street. Coming out for a free, family-friendly event featuring five nodes of activity and programming taking place along the trail. Don't miss Cycles Per Second, a sound installation with four stationary bikes, or Stick Forts with Mindful Maker, where all ages are welcome and encouraged to work together to build an epic stick fort. There will also be a bicycle blender where you can make smoothies, a bicycle built for four, a golden bus, as well as a marketplace. Open Streets is a physically accessible event, so don't miss it. Every third Sunday from June to September from 12 till 5 p.m. Visit openstreetsutw.ca for more info.
Hi, I'm Doug Blackwood. I've been hosting Seems Like Old Times for about 25 years now, featuring music and old radio memories from the 1930s to 50s. The show also focuses on issues and history-oriented subjects for older adults. If you know of something that would make a good topic of discussion or would like to hear a piece of music or old radio show repeated, why not email me at seemslikeoldtimes@cfru.ca. Seems Like Old Times, now on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on CFRU 93.3 FM.
If you had the opportunity to save a life, would you take it? Sounds like a no-brainer, right? And yet only 31% of people in Ontario have registered their consent to donate their organs and tissue in the event of their death. That means, on average, one person will die every 3 days because an organ is not available to save them. By registering, you have the opportunity to save as many as 8 people's lives through organ donation and to improve the quality of life for up to 75 people through tissue donation. If you want to become a donor, go to beadonor.ca. Take 2 minutes to register your consent to save a life. And don't forget to share your wishes with your family afterwards. In the words of Mike Willis, a very grateful heart recipient,
"If someone hadn't registered their consent to donate, I would not be alive today."
Good morning. You are listening to Indie Alarm Clock on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, and I am your host, Andrea. Hope you guys are all having a great morning. Starting off, or actually, you just heard Odd Years with Said and Done off of Drawing Lines. I hadn't meant to play that yet. Didn't realize that my iTunes was on shuffle, but we played it. So Odd Years is going to be performing at Riverfest, which is happening in a couple weeks. I believe it kicks off on August 19th, and they're going to be performing on the Saturday. Riverfest tickets are still available, so you can go on to riverfestalora.ca to pick those up. Yeah, it's just 15 days away. And CFRU is going to be live broadcasting on the Saturday, so stop by and say hi to us. And keep listening to CFRU, because later on we are going to be giving away a pair of passes to Riverfest, so you could be a lucky winner. And starting off the show, you heard Gregory Pepper with Kitty off of his new project, The Song of the Week Club. And Gregory Pepper, if you're not familiar with him, is a local musician who's been involved in many musical acts, including the Demaxians and Common Grackle, but is probably currently best known through his project, Gregory Pepper and His Problems, having most recently released his latest album, Black Metal Demo Tape, this past April. He is an incredibly prolific musician, and his latest project is a testament to his prolificness, but I'll let him talk to you about that, because he's actually here in the studio with me.
I am here.
How's it going, Greg?
I feel like I don't need to add anything after such a kind and detailed intro.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm feeling very awake. You were saying that I was the second person to ever be in studio guest.
Yeah, well, a live in studio guest.
Because it's too early for these musician types.
Yeah.
I figured that the program being called Indie Alarm Clock was a bit of a slight at these lazy indie rocker types who need to set an alarm for 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Not getting up with the cats like the rest of us.
Yeah, I've had some people say that being called Indie Alarm Clock, I should be running it at like 5 p.m.
Yeah, I like that.
But yeah, most people, when they're like, yeah, I'd love to do an interview on your show, what time is it? I'm like, 9 on Thursday, and then they laugh. But how are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. How's your summer going?
It's going pretty good. Just went for a beautiful bike ride this morning up to this lovely University
of
Guelph
Gordon Hill
campus, up the hill.
Yeah, not many people can do that.
I was expecting to get here and have a Billy Madison back to school moment where I'd be like the old wrinkly narc. A bunch of kids in backpacks would be giving me scrutinous gazes, but I guess it's summer.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of students here.
Not
so
a lot
it's
of
kind
students.
Of best of both worlds.
Yeah. But you were talking about wanting to be a student again now.
Well, you know, the only problem is I have no interest in anything. So what does one study? Is that philosophy? Is that what I should get into?
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to talk to you about your Song of the Week Club. Can you explain a bit about what that is?
Yeah. So beginning in July, After a long period of reflection, I decided that I was going to start a weekly song subscription mm-hmm. service. And this is going to last for an entire year.
Wow.
So I got to thinking about that Venn diagram, about what am I specialized in? What can I offer? What are people maybe interested in? And for me, releasing albums and going on tour isn't the most satisfying. There's a lot of hurry up and wait, and I'm sort of an impulsive type.
Mm.
So I decided to take the plunge this July, and I'm going to be releasing a song every week. And it's on, I should say, it's on the Patreon service. So there is a paywall. So for $4 a month, subscribers get a new song every Friday.
So that's like a dollar a song.
That's fair market value. No empty charity. No pledging to fix the van. This is just tit for tat. I write a song, and we've got about 65 people on board so far, which is really great and really humbling. And yeah, it's been fun so far, and the fear of failure and ridicule and public scrutiny has always been a strong motivating factor for me. So I'm hustling to do my very best
If people sign up now, will they have access to the songs that have already been released?
Yes. So everyone who signs up, then this isn't really a great selling feature, but maybe it is. The longer you wait, the better value you get.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
For that, just that $4 monthly tier, you have access to everything that's been posted so far. So we've posted 4 songs in July, and we've got another new one coming out tomorrow morning.
Nice. Well, sign up now because it's important to support your artists. Don't wait till the last minute. So what inspired this project?
Well, it's like I said, I got to thinking about what I have to offer as a musician. I don't know if I'm the funnest collaborator in a live or studio session, but I am a pretty prolific guy. Mm-hmm. I like to work and get things done, and I tend to be the happiest when I'm writing and recording. So this was an opportunity to maybe harness that one little specialized skill and maybe make it try to navigate the sort of mechanism of releasing music in this day and age, which is becoming more and more kind of a pro bono effort. Not that I'm just doing this for the financial reward, mind you. I'm doing it as a... I've always made music in spite of myself, so I'm certainly not looking to make any great bank, but interesting, you know, sort of fodder for, you know, discussion about alternative ways to have a market for yourself and to reach people. And it gives me an opportunity also to engage with listeners a little more in depth. So the page is set up kind of like a Facebook fan page, so in chronological order, and people can comment, and I will write sort of long blurbs about how the song started and what the narrative is, and if there are any production notes. So it's a chance to have a little miniature community discussion about the creative process.
Oh, that's really neat. So can listeners also comment?
Yes. Yes. Oh, anyone who subscribes can comment. And of course they can download songs. And once they download them, they're property, right? It's to the listener to do with what they will. So
cool.
Have at it. And I guess when you asked about inspiration, one thing that comes to mind, I should mention great songwriting heroes of mine. They Might Be Giants. In the 1980s and 90s had a dial-a-song service, which was basically just an answering machine. And for the price of a call to Brooklyn, you could hear a new song every week. That was just a recording on their old tape answering machine.
That's
and
so cool.
Rather crude. I think they were recorded live. But those have all been archived in retrospect. And a lot of them ended up being... songs of theirs that were later retooled and made it onto albums. Mm-hmm. And I think they credited that with being incentive to write and be productive and make something every week. So, I like kind of having the figurative gun to my head, forcing me to come up with new ideas and, you know, not repeat myself at all.
Mm-hmm. I was Googling you last night and read in a previous interview from, I think it was a couple years ago, in which you'd said that you write like on average about a song a week. So has songwriting always come very easy to you?
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the only things I can do competently.
I don't know if that's
almost
true.
Everything else in life is a struggle, but that is, for me, has always been pure joy.
Mm-hmm.
As I find now that I'm getting older and I'm maybe a bit more scrutinous about themes and ideas, I struggle a bit more with lyrics now than I used to.
Okay.
The petulant, she doesn't like me songs that peppered my catalog in my 20s. Aren't so much used anymore. So I've been carrying around a little notebook and writing down, you know, whatever words, cadence, sounds good to me. So just struggling to come up with those ideas. But yeah, melodies and production are seemingly, well, there's a knock on this fake wood.
Is it as challenging as you thought it would be, or do you find it coming to you easier than you'd anticipated?
There's a point around usually Tuesday or Wednesday where I feel like an absolute failure, and I think that I've completely duffed it, and that I'm going to have to call off the whole production. And then around Thursday, I usually end up doing some final edits, and I've been pretty pleased with the outcome so far. And full disclosure, I have maybe about a dozen songs that are in some stage of completion, sort of like a safety pile that I can draw from if any particular week I'm not feeling
backup plan.
Yeah, got a few mulligans in the chamber, but so good so far. First month down, so it's about 9% of the way there.
Wow.
I think.
Nice. So as you mentioned, this project was born as a songwriting challenge and as an opportunity to sidestep the old-fashioned album release model. Like you mentioned, part of the challenge is whether you can write a song a week, but is it also partly a challenge in genre? Because listening to the songs throughout July, I noticed that they're all very different from each other.
That's part of the fun for me. And I'll say one of the other advantages that I didn't foresee as I started this, I've been listening to more music because I'm trying to soak up as much inspiration and sonic cues as I can. So the more I listen to, obviously, the more inspired I get to try different things. Mm-hmm. So to maybe emulate a sonic sound or, a structure of a song, a narrative structure. So the genre bouncing comes pretty naturally to me. There's a few I haven't tack-